Senator Mark Begich reacted with disappointment today to the governor's decision to reject stimulus money. Alaska's Democratic senator said outside the Senate chambers today that it's still unclear how much power the legislature has to accept the money, but if it's in danger of losing it, he hopes to remedy that in Congress.
I think what we will do here, if there is a supportive legislative body that says we would like this money and there's strong support for it for these purposes, then if there is something that we have to do back here to make sure that money is expended, we're going to do that. I'm going to do it.
Alaska is one of about six states where governors are threatening to reject stimulus money. Begich was involved in getting language through the Senate that attempts to give legislatures the ability to take stimulus funds that governors reject. He says he recognizes Governor Palin's cautious concern and her focus on infrastructure money, but Begich emphasizes the funds are designed to be temporary and short-term in order to stimulate the economy. He says some of Palin's rejections don't line up with requests she's made to the delegation.
You know, here's one example, the public safety money she doesn't want to take. But one of her 10 legislative requests through her office here is for money for village police officers. Well, that money could be used for village police officers, but she's made an earmark request for that same thing. So I don't really understand that.
Begich says when Governor Palin called him today to tell him her decision, it sounded to him like she would not override the legislature if it wants the money.